We're back on Castle Country Focus. Joining us right now in the studio, we have Pam Adams, who is the coordinator for the Ascension St. Matthew's Church and the Fall Fair, which is coming up. It's actually right around the corner. It's going to be next Friday and Saturday. First off, Pam, I appreciate you making time to stop by the studio today. It's great to have you along.
Well, I appreciate you having us because they always do so well for us.
Well, that's fantastic. That's what we like to hear. Let's talk about the Fall Fair at the Ascension St. Matthew's Church. This is something that's been going on for quite some time. I mean, it's not new to the Castle Country, right? Let's put it that way.
No, it certainly isn't. And certainly since we've been in our wonderful big building up at 522 North Homestead Avenue in Price, we now have the space and the room to do a lot of things that we couldn't do when we were in our rented quarters. So that's a delight for us. We've been in the building since 2002. So the fair's been going on for quite a while. We have three different divisions in the fair. We have our homemade soups, home-baked goodies, and candies, and cookies, and pies, and oh my, we just have everything. That's all for sale on both days. You can either eat your soup there and take some home, or take some home and eat it at home, whatever you choose to do. Soup is served with a roll, and you have a drink of your choice, and the costs are minimal, so we hope everybody will come and enjoy our homemade soups. We also have this year for the third, this is our third annual silent auction, and the silent auction is donated by people from the community and also from our own Ascension St. Matthew's members and other people. And we have everything from wonderful gift certificates from lots of places here in town who help support us, and lots and lots of other unique items that come up. So it's well worth the bids. The bids this year will close, and that's Friday and Saturday, and the bids will close at noon on Saturday. So come on up, come join us. Also on Saturday morning, we instituted last year our breakfast casseroles, and I didn't quite know how that does because I'm not the greatest cook in the world, and they were some of the most delicious things I have ever eaten in my life. It was so busy last year that I got in at a wonderful blueberry something that our pastor's wife made, and it was wonderful, and that lasted me the rest of the day. Our hours on Friday are from 5 to 8 p.m. in the evening, and on Saturday from 9 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and everybody is invited to come. My gift shop that I run up there, I say my, there's a whole lot of us that contribute to this, but I sort of make sure that everything's where it's supposed to be, is open, and we have lots of one-of-a-kind items that are handmade. In other words, lots of the old crafts like embroidery and quilting and this kind of thing, and much, much more than that. So we have lots and lots of different things, different strokes for different folks. So come on out, please, and support us. The proceeds go to our community outreach and to our building fund, because after 15 years, we're having to do some necessary repairs.
Sure, sure.
But we always try very hard with both the things that we have that are open to the community, and we encourage everybody to come. You'll have a wonderful time.
As far as the Fall Fair goes, I mean, what type of preparation goes into it? I mean, this is your guys' one big event of the year, right?
No, we have two. We actually have our Pancake Supper, which is on Shrove Tuesday every year. That's the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, and that's been going forever and ever. I remember as a little girl in England watching the ladies in the guilds back there flipping pancakes down the green. We don't do that anymore, but anybody who's been to our pancake suppers knows that you get a wonderful meal and see everybody you know, because it's 3 hours on the Tuesday night. This is a two-day event, so you don't have quite the masses of people, and you can get into the parking lot a lot easier. Not that I'm discouraging anybody to come from either event, but those are our two fundraisers during the year, and the proceeds go to our outreach. We reach out into the local community here because there's always so much need, and certainly there's a lot of need in the last year or so with all of the terrible events that have happened all over. So that's basically what it amounts to, Jordan, and we hope you will come out, and hope that the people here at KOAL will support us like they have done for years. Mm-hmm. So that's about all I can think of to say on it.
Well, and again, this is going to go down Friday and Saturday, October 13th and 14th. Again, right. Friday, it's from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
That's right.
Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's right.
This is the Ascension St. Matthew's Church. It's located at 522 North Homestead Boulevard, located right down by Castle Heights, right? I mean, that's the easiest way to find it.
It is. Go down Cedar Hills Drive, and you go past the new Research Road, and the first road that you can turn on is Sagewood. You go through the four-way stop up Sagewood, up to Homestead, and turn right. You can't miss the building. Believe me, it's large enough to see. And we have ample parking up there, too, so...
Make sure you go check this out. Again, there's going to be homemade soups and chilies, homemade baked goods, canned garden goods. I mean, breakfast casseroles on Saturday morning. Pam said they're absolutely delicious. You're going to see one-of-a-kind gifts out of the Ascension St. Matthew's gift shop, and then you'll have the silent auction as well. So a lot happening for everyone in the Castle Country to get down and enjoy this event. It's Fall Fair at the Ascension St. Matthew's Church. Pam Adams, coordinator for the Fall Fair, I really appreciate you stopping by the radio station today to talk a bit about it, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, Jordan, so much for your help. We really, truly appreciate it.
Definitely our pleasure. Absolutely our pleasure. And again, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, all you have to do is visit CastleCountryRadio.com.